AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G.
Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Towards the middle. Knocked down by Kessinger. Ball game over.
Great. What a play!
Kessinger hadn't played since mid-July, and he knocks one down and makes an incredible play to win a game. Profar yelling at the umpires. He told them he wasn't hit by that pitch. This is one of the craziest endings you'll ever see.
Unbelievable. Bases loaded. A guy who just came up made an unbelievable play. Greg Kessinger with the backhand and the flip. And the Astros with every right to complain have actually won this game against this umpiring crew and this great team in the San Diego Padres.
As soon as Profar was retired, he got up and started screaming at the umpires.
You know, I really wish that it would count as two in the win column for the Astros. Wow. That game, Joe George, sure was something.
One of the more bizarre, maybe the most bizarre baseball game I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. TK and Blum sounded like WWE ring announcers at the end of that. Like, that's what I feel like you would hear when, like, Undertaker threw Mick Foley off the Hell in the Cell and threw the table. Like that's what that sounded like to me. That game was bizarre. There's so many things that we've never seen before. We've seen the Altuve thing before. Well, the first part of Altuve. Because it happened earlier this season where Altuve clearly hit a ball off his foot and they called it foul. What happened next? Never seen that one before.
He took it literally a step further because he took off his cleat and he took off his sock and he was taken out of the game. More Todd Callis and Jeff Blum on the call. Here's how Jose Altuve getting ejected sounded.
And hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Brendan Miller is going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. Brendan Miller is not ingratiating himself to Astros players, coaches, or manager.
You got to ask for help.
You got to check with other umpires to see if it did hit Altuve.
Altuve needs to be pulled out of the situation. They need to keep him in this game.
They're going to say that's a fair ball, and it did not hit Altuve in the end of the inning. Josh Hader taking the mound here for the bottom half of the ninth inning. Altuve showing where it hit his foot. And now he's ejected.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You're right, though. They should have got Altuve out of there. He's been ejected. We're going to have a tie game heading to the bottom of the ninth. Altuve will limp off the field. This game is crazy.
In the words of Towley from South Park, I have no idea what's going on. I feel like that's how Todd Callis and Jeff Blum were for most of the end of this game, as we all were. And I'm just thankful. Joe, I think baseball should be thankful. Because as I've said a million times, the only thing worse than September baseball is September West Coast baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of 162 games. But hey, for a change, it was kind of worth watching. And you know why it was worth watching? You know why? Had nothing to do with the Astros.
Oh,
nothing to do with the Padres.
It had everything to do with our boys in blue.
I back the blue, baby. Thank you, umpires, for finally making a September baseball game enjoyable. All you people whining, the strike zone, what are we going to do? All you people complaining about people getting ejected. It was fair and balanced. No one knew what was going on. Jose Altuve got hit in the foot. I don't even know what Jurickson Profar was mad about. They were both equally mad at the umpires, and it allowed us to watch the game and not fall asleep, which is so critical. It's these games are late. These games were boring. The umpire showed up and made that actually enjoyable. Bravo. What's his name? Brandon Miller? He made a friend with me.
What a spin zone.
Oh, it's not a spin zone. It's a fact.
Not
you know
on
it.
My
you
bingo
know it.
Card.
You know it. September baseball is god-awful, and the umpires have saved it, and they need to do this in every single game. Random calls that make no sense. Just work everybody up, get people ejected, maybe somehow start a fight or two. This is how the sport doesn't die.
You just make it as crazy as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like, it's basically like slugfest at this point.
Yeah.
Like, just like anything goes.
I mean,
you can throw it at guys.
Let's add a little bit of that. Let's put tigers at second base, like in the blooper reel and the Naked Gun, you know, cars driving through the field. Stuff like this is necessary to save baseball, a dying sport.
I mean, it was must-watch television. Once the chaos started to unfold.
Right.
It was one thing after another after another after another in last night's game. So it's like one little thing happened, and then it just snowballed in a way I've never seen it before. it was hard to keep up with, like all the craziness that was happening in the game, because you thought the hater thing would be the worst, and you have Altuve, and then you have Profar, which when's – like. That might be the most bizarre of all of it. We've seen minor league managers army crawl to the pitcher's mound and throw the rosin bags like hand grenades.
That guy rules.
Like, we've seen bizarre ejections before. Never have I seen a player throw a tantrum because he got a free base. Like, he got to go to first base for free, and he was more upset than the Houston Astros. Never seen that one before.
And this thing escalated because apparently the umpires who were getting yelled at by the Padres also had to leave the stadium, go by, I guess, the entrance from the Astros clubhouse to the dugout. So the Astros players were jawing at them as they went in. And listen, baseball needs to get a little bit like wrestling if it wants to keep a casual like me entertained during this dumb, boring-ass month, because the Astros have already won the AL West. They're 99.1% chance of making the playoffs, 98% chance of winning the AL West. Like, why am I watching this? Why am I watching it? 12% chance of catching the Cleveland Guardians for the first-round bye. What? Why? I'm watching it for umpires to make the game fun again. So shout out to those umpires.
I will say, bad job by the fans in attendance, though. How do you have this kind of confrontation apparently going on that the Padres radio booth can see between, I'm going to guess, Justin Verlander. That's my guess. He was pretty peeved.
Mauricio Dubon looked pretty mad.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was Dubon.
I think those are the top two choices for sure.
Verlander, I bet, would be like casually kind of indifferent because he's up there in age. Do you have that piss and vinegar?
Yeah.
If you know that, like, oh, yeah, I got Kate Upton who's going to be texting me a little bit later. You know, if you've got Mauricio Dubon out there, you know, young, he's angry. He doesn't understand why he doesn't play every single game until injuries happen. I mean, he's the one that's going to light those guys up.
But, like, where's the video? Where's the video of this?
I mean,
I guess Padres fans like just left and missed it, but like you got some kind of confrontation that the broadcast booth can clearly see happening. I need video of this. I'm glad there's not, because my guess is Astros players would be suspended for this, and maybe they still will be based on whatever happened. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that shoe to drop of like Mauricio Dubon out for five games for trying to kill an umpire. But like, I need video of this. I need video of like. Like, this is where you need Lance McCullers. Like, he's not going to pitch for the team. He's got to fight for his team.
That'd be great if in back-to-back years he gets involved in games he's not playing in. He gets involved in yelling at people.
Yeah. That's what Lance is for.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. He's the Astros representation in Fight Club.
He's Irish, ready to fight.
Mm.
That's racist.
I can say it. I'm half Irish.
Just because his last name starts with Mick? What if he's Scottish? Well, you don't know that.
Even worse.
As someone who's both, I'm offended by you, who's only Irish. Ugh. Okay, now moving on from rivalries between the whitest of the white Europeans. It was an entertaining game. I've really, really enjoyed this year Altuve being a guy who gets tossed all the time.
Now. Yeah.
What is this? Is this three?
This is two.
It's two.
Well, three in his career,
but it feels
two in this season.
Right. It feels like it's been happening a lot where he's been just getting pissed at the umpires a lot more and showing a little bit of anger in the field, and I like it. I like seeing him get salty out there.
Yeah, he must be. Maybe it is JV. Like that's what you know. That's me. JV's like final legacy as a Houston Astro is leaving some anger in the clubhouse. I mean, someone's got to take over.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's got to yell at the refs when Verlander and Bregman are gone. I guess it's Altuve now. Joe Espada wasn't doing it enough. That's what we talked about earlier in the season. People were complaining that Joe Espada wasn't getting thrown out of baseball games.
Now Altuve's
so
doing it.
Jose Altuve, the leader that he is, has stepped up, and he's getting thrown out of baseball games, as he should.
And this is only a couple of the fun things that happened to him. What was actually a fun September baseball game. I'm sorry I'm so bitter about September baseball, guys. I just want to get to the real thing. This thing's done. It's done. They've won the AL West. It's over. Let's just get to the postseason. But there's another development, and it involves Jose Altuve, that took place last night. And I feel like it's going to have Astros fans back in bully mode so quickly. That and some booing that took place. It's Gallant and George. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. You enter that promo code BET975. They're going to double your initial deposit, and you get to play with that money right away. Live dealers for blackjack and for poker. Or you can bet on all sorts of different football challenges. You got Thursday night football with a weekly risk-free boost on Thursdays. If your bet hits, you win tomorrow. If it doesn't, they are going to refund your wager. Plus, in football season, there's Super Survivor and Squares contests. And with MyBookie Plus, the more you play, the more you win. There's so many awesome bonuses at MyBookie.ag. You can use promo code BET975 to get all of them. Astros, Padres, you want to bet on that game? You want to bet on Thursday night football between the Patriots and Jets tomorrow night? All of it at MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag.
It's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
We already have an anti-Jose Altuve conspiracy theory from last night, and of course it comes from the New York Yankees. There is a Yankees writer on that website by the name of Hubs, at Barstool Hubs. Unfortunately, he also went to the same university as me, Syracuse University, making our journalism department look a lot worse by association. But in a blog that he wrote, he brought up that Jose Altuve is willing to show his foot there to show that he had been hit by a pitch. But why wasn't he willing to take off his jersey after that walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman back in 2019. I mean, it's funny, though, Joe, because they still think about it. It's been half a decade. It's been half a decade since Altuve did that to the New York Yankees.
Yeah, it's because the Yankees are losers, and the fans like still don't quite understand like how to deal with it. Like, a bunch of spoiled brats who haven't won anything since like the early 2000s.
They're not even spoiled
in which
anymore,
their entire team was cheating.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you
true.
Know, from Clemens to Pettit to A-Rod. I mean, Jeter just, you know, was just a terrible person going from woman to woman every night. I mean,
it's not. No, I just agree.
I had to take some shot at Jeter, and I would never. I can't call him a cheater.
I'm so jealous of Derek Jeter.
I can't call Derek Jeter a cheater, so I got to take some kind of shot at him. Just filled with steroid users, but they still think about it. It's just, they're just a bunch of sad losers. Yankees fans, they can't get over the fact that the Astros are the evil empire and they no longer are.
Altuve was just showing the Yankees fans who were hate watching that game what he's going to put in their hiney later this year.
Yeah.
All the way up. Look, I like that this is also creating some anger from Yankees fans because of something that happened 5 years ago. Because Altuve suddenly, instead of being, you know, the kind of stripper that we want to see in these days. He was being like an 1880s stripper, just showing a little bit of feet.
I mean, that is a pretty common thing these days, I've heard.
Would here's the thing. Here's the thing when you get hit in the foot that I actually want to know. Was there a mark on Altuve's foot?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because like, it is a bold move. What if there was nothing on his foot? Because it does, I would imagine, take a little bit of time for a bruise to show. Is it going to show right away?
Yeah, there's going to be like a red spot
at least,
right?
It's probably not a bruise, but there's definitely like a red mark.
Maybe an abrasion or something?
Yeah. He did wait, I don't know, how much time? Probably 30, 45 seconds?
Yeah.
So he gave his body enough time to have the blood rush to his foot. There's redness in that area, I imagine.
Yeah, I do think like the move there is if you're like, okay, I'm gonna show them this. If you see nothing,
take a peek.
You should like scamper away. Yeah. And just like be like, hey, my shoe just fell off.
Actually, I think at that point you're so mad that you just still point at your foot.
Yeah, honestly, maybe there was nothing there. He's like, look, there's nothing there, but like it hit me right here.
I mean, I can see myself in that spot where I'm so angry and I try to take off my shoe to show someone they hit my foot and then there's nothing there and then I just go into full spin mode of like it just wait it will be there you'll be getting a bill for this little pinky toe just you wait sir.
I want to give a shout out to the boys in blue again. They're making
baseball. They handled that with class.
In September, great again. You know?
It's a dangerous job. They handled it well.
It's a very dangerous job. They almost got assaulted on their way off of the field.
It is deserved.
They almost got assaulted by both teams. Oh, it's deserved.
Yes,
no,
it's deserved.
They're doing their duty.
They suck at their duty.
They're upholding the law of baseball.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're up now. Different interpretations of the law than some, but.
Yes.
They're just trying to police the game, and it's a tough job. Split second decisions.
There's cameras.
Yeah. Well, there's you know, what's next? You're gonna ask them to put on a body camera or something like that?
They do it in the playoffs.
They wore
the body cam in the playoffs. They have those great shots where you see someone throw a 99 gas right into the catcher's mirror. Where's my body cam last night, Paul? Where's my body cam so I can see Jose Altuve's foot?
Why'd he turn it off?
Yeah, where's the body cam when it clearly didn't hit Profar? How did they get that wrong still?
It is funny. I'm pretty sure this is entirely just a rebellion. Now that I'm being serious for a moment, just an entirely a rebellion by umpires against replay. Because they know it's going to take their job out. And look, the strike zone is not entirely accurate. But, of course, umpires behind don't play the strike zone that you see on TV. It's not 100% accurate. But the umpires, they're very often wrong. But when it's something like that happening, it is really difficult to determine. And you would think that they would welcome replay. Because replay helps them out. And it's funny that umpires in the major leagues are, for whatever reason, seemingly able to look the other way when evidence gives them, you know, things to overturn.
Yeah, what are the people in New York doing? Like what is their, like, what are they looking at? It seems so clear. I get the Altuve one, now that, even though it's happened twice, I'm not totally sure because they didn't go to the cameras.
Yeah.
And look, so I don't even know if you can actually review that play.
It's a great question because I would assume that the guys in New York are people who would rather be umpires. I'm assuming that the umpires who are traveling are probably more highly paid. So let's just continue the police umpire comparison. They're on the desk. You know, they've got the desk job back in New York. You would think they would throw these guys under the bus.
No, what it is. They're internal affairs. They're the ones checking all the guys on the front line, checking their work, sitting in the air-conditioned Secaucus, New Jersey video, getting to second guess everything that these guys are doing, that the greats like Angel Hernandez and Joe West are doing in live action.
God, you guys are the worst.
How are we the worst? No,
internal affairs are the worst.
We are in this moment. Like I appreciate the umpires making the game more entertaining. Obviously, this is not necessarily good for the game, but for someone who hates the sport like me, it is good. But I am surprised that replay is something that they just ignore.
They just get it wrong.
Because the people in New York, you would think, would just overturn it. We went to a Sugar Land Space Cowboys game this year. Remember how quick and expedited that was?
Yeah, it's like 2 seconds.
And I mean, do you think the umpire's feelings were hurt by the calls getting overturned when they did? I'm sure he was thankful. That means he's not going to get yelled at when he goes home.
Yeah, I think we just got to get rid of him, man. I think we put robots behind home plate.
Well, hang on. Let's not give robots jobs.
And I think we just, you know,
those are hardworking Americans, Joe. You're firing them. They've got families to feed, even if they're bad at it, and you're going to give those jobs over to robots.
He wants a T100 behind the plate.
I think I'm going with the T100 ump. Like, just give me that behind the plate. Get that, the robot can call the balls and strikes, and then let's just let the real guys handle everything else. Like, let's go backyard baseball.
It starts with that, Joe.
Let's go backyard baseball. Like, the players just call the games yourselves. It's like, you know, I know.
That'll go great.
Yeah, if you want 9-hour World Series games.
I mean, just from playing a few pickup games on the weekend, the worst thing ever is when a game pauses because two people can't agree on a call. And the next thing you know, there's like a minute and a half of people yelling at one another. No, you definitely do not want that.
It's just like, I just can't go to the fact that Profar was just screaming that he didn't get hit.
That is the funniest part.
And then they just were like, don't care.
That's the funniest part, that they somehow not only made a call, but also went to replay and upheld a call that upset both teams. that both teams were upset about. They somehow found a way. And, I mean, Joe, you compared it, TK and Blummer to WWE announcers. I think that's why Paul and I like it. They added a little bit of WWE to this, where the ref is looking the other way. Now all of a sudden they're using chairs. It added a little bit of spice to 162.
In the playoffs, I would be with all of you. I would be just as outraged. In the regular season, I think it's funny.
Yeah, for
I
today, do. It is more okay today.
It's one of 162.
And they won.
And they did end up winning because of it.
That helps.
They still would have been four games up in the AL West because the Mariners are effing idiots trying to steal home with the bases loaded. We'll get into that a little bit later. It was a 3-0 count. My God. I'm a baseball idiot. What are you doing? I mean, that is, you think you're playing on rookie mode or something like that. But I enjoyed it. Last night was made more entertaining by the umpires. You guys cannot deny that the game raised your blood pressure just a little bit more, and that's what these things should be doing. You should care.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To feel something.
It feels good.
It's like the dearly departed Pac-12 After Dark, where it's like, hey, if I'm gonna be up at midnight watching this, make it stupid,
exactly.
Please. Make it silly. Make it something that I don't see 160 times a year.
Someone texted in that in New York it was probably 1 a.m., so they were ready to sleep. You know what?
Yeah.
They're ready to go home.
Fair point. The internal affairs was like, we're off the clock. Screw the West Coast. It was interesting seeing Josh Hader get booed in his return to San Diego. What did you think about that?
I just don't get – sometimes I don't quite understand what the reason behind boos are. Like, your organization, he hit free agency, and he was a free agent for a while.
Yeah.
And could have signed him to a contract.
It was true. You're looking at it so rationally.
I know I am. I know I am.
Once again, I'm going to zag. This is a
go
zag.
Go for it.
The Paul's just going all out with the zags on a Wednesday here. Sometimes it's as simple as, F that guy. As someone who grew up in Massachusetts, we don't even know why we're booing half the time other than, F that guy. Throw up a middle finger. Throw up two. He comes back with another team. He is definitely handsomely compensated. I think that there were some sour feelings about the way that last year Hader wasn't willing to throw more without a contract. And I would imagine that for some Padres fans, that was in the back of their mind. But I imagine for most, it's just as simple as, F that guy. He used to be on our team. He no longer is. He's a traitor.
Yeah, that's why it's totally fine that, like, you can boo whoever you want. You pay for tickets, you can boo people.
You can. I don't like it with Correa, but if the guy hasn't won a championship for you, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. I do think that's apples and oranges a little bit. Like, because I think you're right. Like, booing Correa, I don't quite get it because of what he actually meant to this franchise. Josh Hader didn't really accomplish anything.
Right.
To be fair, in San Diego.
It's not like he was attached to anything. And look, there have been other moments where I'd be a little hypocritical on this. Growing up, Johnny Damon leaving the Red Sox for the Yankees, that pissed me off. Adam Vinatieri leaving the Patriots for the Colts, that pissed me off. Even though both of those teams should have just paid the guy and they would have stayed there. But it was because they were going to the arch rival, so that makes a little bit of sense. But I have no problem with the guys booing last night, especially because Josh Hader got the last laugh. I don't know if you guys heard what Josh Hader had to say after the game. Let's rate this one-liner.
Yeah, I mean, I love this ballpark. I love pitching here. Obviously, I love the booze. Living rent-free is always a good time.
Do you think he thought that up? Like, as the booze were happening, living rent-free.
Yeah, as he got distracted before he nearly cost the Astros the game.
They froze him. They froze him.
They did. They screwed him over. It was trash. Like, that might have been the worst umpiring of the day. Because in that one, they literally just didn't understand the rules of baseball. Yeah, he probably thought about that, like, as soon as he was, like, while he was watching the extra innings play out, he was thinking of some kind of one-liner to drop.
Okay.
He is right, though, because it's always fun to see the Astros living rent-free in Yankees fans' heads.
Yep.
And
Altuve's got back in there again.
And he's back. So, like, I kind of like that now there's another one where, you know, we can say, hey, we live rent-free.
Big game, third game against the Padres. 540 today. So shout out to the Padres for at least making one of these West Coast games not super late. And shout out to the umpires last night. I'm being totally serious when I say that. They made last night fun. It was more entertaining because of the umpires. I know you guys all want umpires to be gone, but the game is more fun with bad umpire. You can't deny it. Up next, soft boys. Who's been soft in the world of sports this week? All of that. Stick around.
Want to talk to you guys about O Athletic, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights is where you can find them, oathletic.com and O Athletic on Instagram. When you go to their website, oathletic.com, you can see over the 100 classes they offer throughout the week. They start early in the morning. They pick back up around 4:30, so you can go right after work, before you go home and have dinner, hang out with the family, whatever you're going to do that night. And look, there's no point in waiting till 2025. You don't want to be one of the people that's just signing up in January. That's when gyms are going to be at the most crowded. Let's get in there. Get in there right now. Like, let's start the weight loss journey right now in September, a couple months, start end 2024 in the right way. Just keep working towards what your goals are, whether it's losing weight, adding muscle. You can do all that at O Athletic. Check them out, oathletic.com, and tell them Joe George sent you.
Soft boys, in a tough sitch, Ime Udoka thinks you're a bitch.
In honor of Ime Udoka getting into it with LeBron James this past Rockets season, when LeBron James was bitching out there, Ime called him out. LeBron took exception with the word bitch. He's a man. Ime Udoka called him a soft-ass boy.
Do you think they called the UMSA a bitch last night?
I think they called them many things. Not soft the umpires for standing by their decisions. They did not waver, even in the face of irrefutable video evidence, multiple times.
The few, the proud, the umpires is what you're doing.
They made the game more entertaining. I know it makes a lot of people mad. I don't blame you for getting mad about it, but for me, a chaos enthusiast who knows the Astros are winning the AL West, I loved it, but you want to weigh in on that. We'll keep this on the table all show long.
It was very fun.
It was a fun game.
Yeah.
Especially because the Astros won. And it did seem like the bad umpiring was both ways. So fair and balanced.
That's true. Like, it wasn't the Profar one, even though he got a free base out of it. I guess it was balanced. Because I mean, that was against the Astros, but the way he complained, it felt like it was against the Padres.
Also, the Altuve ejection kind of worked in their favor, because I don't think Altuve makes the play that Greg Hesinger made.
Great point.
I'm just not sure he makes that play.
Great point. Injustice for all, courtesy of the umpires, who were not soft. They stood by. And not soft, Greg Hesinger, who just earned his World Series share. I've seen enough.
What was he yelling?
Finally, Greg Hesinger, you're memorable now.
You're an Astro now.
You're an Astro. That's your
tequila sunrise stripes.
Tequila sunrise stripes. He's earned them. Yeah, Sean.
What was he screaming like? I'm that guy.
This is what I do.
Dude, I don't think you can say that.
Normally, like, this is what you do in Sugar Land, but congrats.
I liked it.
I mean, I like the swag that he had. But
oh,
I was like,
for sure.
I mean, you don't really play, so
I think he was excited because the umpires made the game exciting. Emotion. It's good for baseball. All right. Soft in the world of sports. Who's been soft? Is Brian Daboll soft for the way that he handled this question from Giants reporter Pat Leonard? You can't hear it. Just know he stares this guy down so hard during the quiet part after the question.
Brian, are you concerned about your job? Yeah, I mean, I've done this for a long time, Pat. You know, my focus is on our football team.
That moment, while he's tapping on the podium, someone else is about to ask another question. He just stares, daggers, into Pat Leonard's soul. Definitely a hard-o move by Daboll doing that with the reporter. But is it soft to get upset about a question like that about his job? Because I think we're both in agreement that it's definitely in question right now with the 0-2 Giants.
I'm gonna say no. Because he didn't really, like, freak out or anything. The stare down's funny. I'm watching the video right now. He's just, like, looking right at him. I'm gonna say no. Not soft.
Not soft.
Do you think he's soft?
A little bit. You got to expect these questions to be coming, man. And honestly, would it be the worst thing in the world for the Giants to move on from you? Do you want to be with that organization? It's not a good one.
Honestly, that might be like, hey, Brian, we're going to let you go. He goes, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go replace Bobby Slowick.
Mutual parting of ways. Well, I think he's going to get another head coaching job. I think other teams realize, like, he did a really good job with Daniel Jones for 1 year, but it's Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
The Giants really bought into it. And Joe Schoen, their general manager, with the Barkley thing. They needed Barkley. Like, this team is completely terrible offensively without a running back like Barkley, even if he doesn't have the best hands. Kyler Murray, he pushed back while either riding a chopper motorcycle or a scooter or perhaps just a bike that looked very large because of how small he is.
Yep.
Kyler Murray was talking with, I'm not even sure who. It seems like it's for his YouTube series. He was asked about the Marvin Harrison quote where he says, it's not my job to throw the ball to Marvin Harrison. Here's what he had to say.
Obviously, you know, I hate the clickbait and, you know, mixing my words up. I hate that, but that's part of the life we live nowadays, bro. Social media. So it is what it is. It just, you know, we always let our play speak for ourselves.
Not soft. Good job by Kyler Murray. I feel like he stood in the pocket there, and he's like, "Yeah, it's stupid. It's clickbait. I know what it is. Can't waste energy on it."
Yeah, I mean, he's. I really like Kyler. Actually, there's a lot of things I like about Kyler Murray.
Well,
like, as long as like the new Call of Duty doesn't come out, he's a really good quarterback.
I was gonna say he's clawing back some good PR points in our eyes recently.
Mm-mm. Whoa! Last week and this week, back to back weeks were pro Kyler.
I like him as a player, and I like that answer right there. But he did something that's unforgivable that should have made him have red flags for every single NFL team. He said that The Great Gatsby with Tobey Maguire is his favorite movie ever. And Leonardo DiCaprio. And that's one of the worst piles of garbage I've ever seen. That was something he said before the draft. And to me, I would have taken him off my draft board. No matter how talented I think he is because of that.
We need someone to ask him what his favorite movie is.
If he's changed his mind, I'll be back on.
I think I just need, now I need a list of movies that if you say these movies are your favorite, you're undraftable, according to Paul Gallant.
Well,
that's what we'll do when we get to draft season.
The thing about that movie, there was so much hype behind it, and I bought into all of it. Because it had a bunch of people I like, and I loved the book.
Yeah.
No way you could screw this up. And they fumbled it so horribly.
Guess what? The reviews were so bad, I still haven't seen it.
Yeah,
because I also like the book, so I don't want to waste my time with the movie.
It's like a giant DUI that's been CGI'd.
Okay.
Continuing through Soft Boys, Deion Sanders, he is now that Colorado has another win in the win column. They're 2-1 on the year. He is back to going at it with the media. Is this soft or fair?
Landscape has changed in football. Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players. Now they're making more money than y'all. And some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the tech. It was hands off a college player because he's an amateur. You remember? Remember that, guys? Now it's hands on. Go at them any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it. When you attack them, attack them, attack them, these guys are sensitive. They've never been attacked. They hadn't gone through what a grown man, what I've been going through with y'all for years. They haven't done that. So it is what it is. I know you're going to do your job and what you must do, but your job does not say in attack. The personal stuff, leave it to be personal, because if we start flipping the script on y'all, you wouldn't like it. I can easy. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me there. Ooh, that was almost a good one. That would have went viral.
Well, it did, Joe.
I just don't really get, like, first, he's just wrong. I mean, the Mike Gundy rant, it's got to be 20 years old at this point, right? Like, when he said, I'm a man, I'm 40. It's got to be almost 20 years old.
Yeah, that was like 2006.
And that was because a player was being attacked. It's like, players are always attacked. And this is, it's part of sports. It's always been this way.
Yeah. Know what this tells me? Not SEC ready. Mm. He can't be your savior, Florida. It's not going to be Deion.
Florida State?
He might not be ACC ready either.
I think he's ACC ready.
Maybe.
Look, I'll admit, yeah, some of these guys getting paid where they're getting paid, especially when they don't deliver at the college level. 100% admit it. I'm jealous of that money. You serious? Who wouldn't be jealous of somebody making money to play football? However, you made yourself a huge target because you never shut up.
Yeah,
that's why the criticism is coming. If they were a little bit tamer with the bravado, considering they were 4-8 last year, then I don't think that this would be coming back at them as hard as it is. And now that they've beaten Colorado State, who they always have beaten at Colorado, even when that's been a bad football program, this doesn't mean you get up back on top and start doing what you've been doing again. Let's see a win against a real program, and then I will allow you to get back on, because I like it when Deion Sanders and Colorado are good. I think it's good for college football. But right now, you sort of have to earn your way back into being treated the way that you want to be treated. Because it is a results-based industry.
Also, like, okay, we agree with Shador Sanders with the way he acted after the game, right? Like, like he was fine with telling off the Colorado State quarterback. But when you do things like that, it's going to be criticized.
Yeah.
Like you don't, like, just because you're a college athlete, if you act in that manner, it's going to be criticized. It doesn't mean it's jealousy. It doesn't mean it's personal. Because that to me seems like Deion doesn't want his players to be criticized at all. Mm-hmm. And he wants everything to be sunshine and rainbows. And even though our quarterback is the guy who's criticizing his own teammates the most at press conferences, like, you guys just aren't allowed to do it. I don't know why. Like, sometimes you get what you ask for.
Mm-hmm. You get what you give. Mm. The words of the New Young Radicals. Remember that song? Anyway. Continuing through Soft Boy, Sean is shaking his head. You're uncultured.
I have no idea what
you've never heard that?
No.
Joe, have you never heard that? Damn, that's a 90s song. Are you serious?
What song
Don't is that? Let go. You got the music in you. No?
I mean, maybe, yeah. I've heard it.
God, the few times where I actually have musical knowledge and then...
Just lost on your coworkers.
It's lost on my coworkers.
It's the thing.
It makes me feel old. I just got a gray hair from that.
Yeah. It does seem to happen, like, any time you have a musical reference. So maybe it says more about you.
It clearly does. I just sprouted another gray hair. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that.
It's not about your age. It's about your musical taste.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the biggest catalog. That's for sure. It's very dated, some of it. Let's continue through Soft Boys. The state of Pennsylvania was under attack from sports media because apparently Philadelphians can't handle the Eagles losing Monday Night Football. First off, here's Colin Coward with an incredible take that somehow relates the Philadelphia Eagles loss to the 2024 election.
Philadelphia, very popular team. I'm actually concerned about the state of Pennsylvania. You do realize, if you look at all the polling, you're going to decide the presidential election. We need adults in the room here, not throwing a tantrum every time you lose.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I like it.
I mean, I
it is an important state, and they are getting a little bit upset about the Eagles losing one game.
Yeah. But also, like,
do you want Eagles fans to decide the country's future?
That's a great point. God, that's scary.
I don't think I do.
I don't know.
The answer to that is no, but also, like, this isn't new, the way they're acting.
It's not, but for whatever reason, yesterday, Joe, they were taking a lot of shots. Here's Diana Russini on her podcast. Also taking a shot at her husband, who is an Eagles fan and apparently a poor sport.
And my husband said two words to me. He's an Eagles fan. And I'm like, this can't be a thing. Like, I don't want to be the household that is shaped by the result of a football game. Like, A, grow up. B, you're a father. I don't want our children having a culture where mommy and daddy's tone in this house is based on the result of the Philadelphia Eagles. Who cares? So stupid.
How the presidential election's determined on the results of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, guess what, Diana? Your husband might need a new family because I'm team husband here. I never apologize. Let me tell you something.
But how
the
mad,
first time I
how mad do you get though? Still about the like
there are moments. There are moments.
Okay.
The first time I ever sat Dan down and watched a playoff game with her, double doink.
Oh,
I mean,
were you mad or sad?
I had to leave the room because I wanted to break things. Now, that's an extreme.
That was the double joint. This was
like
two.
I know. But I woke her up on Sunday night because I was screaming into a microphone about the Bears' offensive line. So I had to apologize for that. I mean, now two words. Now you got to be a better father than that. You got to take care of the kids. Mm. She's right about that. But two words to your wife in this moment after a loss. I'm going to be team husband.
I don't know. I feel like you said two words and it was Tevin Jenkins. it was just the left guard of the Bears name. You're just muttering.
He wasn't the problem, but yes.
Oh, it was the right tackle. I forgot.
I would have thought that you at this point would be a little more used to it so that it wouldn't at least hurt you as much with them. But with Notre Dame.
Yeah. I mean, it's more.
Notre Dame, Northern Illinois. I would totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean, with the Bears, it's not game by game like she's saying for her husband. It is a regular season game. But also, if you marry an Eagles fan, someone from Philadelphia, don't you know this is coming?
Yeah, he covers the NFL.
You should have a better scouting report on Eagles fans.
I can change him.
If you ever say that, you're going to be wrong.
Well, that's every woman in the history of women. Sorry to generalize there. By the way, good news for the United States of America. The Eagles are not playing another Monday night football game the day before the election.
Okay. Oh, good. Do they have a bye week?
Because whether they just don't show up because they're drunk and angry from the night before, or they show up angry and hate vote or something like that. But they do play on Sunday night that week. They play against the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday night, November 3rd.
Can they flex out of that for national security?
Move it to Thursday so that we don't
just
have
give
Eagles
them time
fans.
To simmer down.
The mood of Eagles fans deciding our election. It's now forever in my brain.
I mean, Colin Coward, hats off. I thought he was washed up. Nope. He can still hit 95 when he wants to.
Continuing to go through soft boys, I can tell you who isn't soft. This is a moment from First Take featuring Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, and Dominique Foxworth.
If you give me 3 months of Stephen A. and my hips hold up, I might can play it two or three games at tight end for.
I think your hips are fine.
Well, I get you. Incredible. Dominique Foxworth, line of the week.
Just it was so subtle. Just think your hips are fine.
Yeah.
Just hit the window perfectly, right underneath where Shannon Sharp would respond to it. Just boom.
Before Stephen A. starts screaming at me about something.
Yeah.
And what's really funny is Shannon Sharp started giggling after there. Shannon Sharp wants everyone to know, not a soft boy. Definitely not a soft boy.
Definitely not.
This man may be forever soft after being put in a body bag. It's one thing to get your ass kicked by the Texas A&M Aggies at home in a game where one of your players gets ejected for his face ass targeting someone's butt. But imagine you're this Gator fan. You aren't a bad looking guy. You got a mustache, you got a mullet, you got Gator colored overalls on, and all of a sudden the camera zooms in on you and Jesse Palmer, host of The Bachelor, does this to you.
With his shirt. I'm going to make a bold prediction. I'm going to say that guy's in the friend zone.
Jesse, leave him alone.
No, I think he's a great guy. I didn't say he was a bad guy. I'm just saying I don't think he's dating anybody in the shot right now. I think he...
There's nobody more equipped to give that analysis than Jesse Palmer. Nobody can analyze, this situation better. I mean, the host of The Bachelor.
He looks like, listen, he's a real fan, and I appreciate the fact that he's still here late in the game.
So there were a couple of attractive women around this poor Gator fan, and I got to say, I think Jesse Palmer correctly read it, because all of them were kind of laughing at him when he turned around talking to each other. He's adjusting his hair. Clearly, he's not feeling the riz that he probably thought he had when he showed up to this game, wearing no shirt and Gator-colored overalls. And then Jesse Palmer does that to you. I mean, you're going to get killed on campus for, like, weeks.
I think you have to transfer.
Yeah, I do too.
I was going to say shave the mustache.
Shave the mustache, grow a beard, one or the other.
Shave the head, too.
Cut your hair. Just, like, look like a different person. But, yeah, no, Jesse is reviewing the tape. Jesse's 100% right.
He's 100%
right. None of them are looking at him when he's not speaking to them.
I don't think they're together.
That's a pretty good key. Is like, are they even acknowledging he exists when he is not actively talking at them?
I mean, even like his friends, it looks like, around him, the males,
they're trying to get him to bail.
Are like not interacting with him.
Hopefully he's just super drunk and is just like, everyone knows that, like, hey, just let him go for a little bit and just entertain him, give him a couple, yep, you're gonna kick Billy Napier's ass yourself, yep, and then just keep it moving.
I can't, honestly, first time I saw this, I was like, are we going to have to hear an apology?
I hope not.
No. Are they going to make Jesse Palmer apologize for bullying this college kid?
As someone who used to watch The Bachelor a little bit, Jesse Palmer, I feel like, has to be the Bachelor host for life, for being able to do that in the middle of a play-by-play broadcast. And he needs to bring that energy to The Bachelor.
And I think bullying's a good thing sometimes. Like, I think there are more people in our country that need to get bullied. To be honest.
I don't disagree.
Like, and if you're going to wear that to a game, well, I can't remember what the other game was, but there was one this weekend where the guy was wearing all green, he was bald, but his whole head and neck was painted green, and they just kept showing him at the end of the game, like, this guy's such a loser. Like, your team's losing, and you're dressed up like this. Like, you deserve to get made fun of.
Was it an Eagles fan?
Oh, maybe it was an Eagles fan. Yeah, it was the Eagles game, which is even worse. Because it's one thing for a college student to be drunk and do it. I think for a grown-ass man to do an NFL game is weird.
The NFL fans in the face paint, like, completely done up. One half, credit to you, very dedicated, love the energy. The other half is, do you have work tomorrow? Is all that tiger paint going to come off your face tomorrow? Is all the Texan, whatever deep steel blue and battle red face paint you got going on, is that going to come off in time for tomorrow?
That's a great question. Definitely if you put it in your hair, it's not going to come out.
No chance.
You're done. And I've seen a couple of, speaking of Philadelphia, to go back a little bit, some of those Eagles fans that went to Brazil, I feel like they were going through customs. They were probably going through customs looking like that.
They were not our best representatives.
Definitely not. It definitely takes a little bit of time. I mean, when I did my costume last year as the Robert Pattinson Batman, you know, I had some eye black on. It took the eye black a couple of days to get all of it out, so I looked like I had some Derek Carr level smoky eyes for a couple of days.
You use like makeup remover or anything?
I mean, I don't have makeup remover.
You could have gone and bought some.
No, I didn't think I needed it. I just figured I'd just wash it.
Yeah, take a shower.
And then I realized before the show, I was like, oh damn, this is gonna be stuck. Hopefully no one asks me about my smoky eyes today.
I think if it would not have come off, you should have just kept coming in as Batman.
Thought about it.
at least the top.
Yeah, from what I remember,
I wear like a suit with the Batman, you know, cowl.
From what I remember, it was very hot in the costume.
It was warm. Anyway, it is Gallant and George. Sean Mapes behind the glass. He's Joe. I'm Paul. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Admit it. The umpires made last night's game more fun. And finally, we got some national media folks taking shots at the Houston Texans. Gallant and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. At ESPN Houston on YouTube, ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Stay put.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.